Hello, it's Neil Atkinson. I am joined by Jordan Janet Bryan outside the Three Stags pub in Lambeth, settling ourselves down here to have a chat about Arsenal. Not just a simple, what's the team going to be? Do you reckon you're going to get a result against Liverpool? But I think Arsenal got an interesting journey this season. Feels not dissimilar to Liverpool's journey, albeit at a slightly lower level. Liverpool are trying to come first. I know as the season's wore on, Liverpool have looked more and more assured and more certain of what they're about. They look like they could well be the best team in the country. Arsenal looked to me like they could well be the fourth best team in the country. And it didn't feel that way, Jordan, did it, right the way back in August?
It didn't. We had a really, really poor start to the season. I mean, there were circumstances behind that, injuries, COVID, and I think a team that hadn't quite meshed together yet. And there was a lot of fear amongst the Arsenal fan base that actually this is not going to work out with Arteta. So I was saying the back end of last season, having finished eighth, I really felt that Mikel Arteta had to start this season really on fire, and he didn't. So I'm the biggest Arteta fan, but even I was starting to think this isn't going to go anywhere. We need to cut our losses potentially and move on. But I think credit to the board and the backing he's had. The club believed in him.
Yep.
The club allowed him to make some what I think were big decisions in terms of who to bring in, who to let go, persisting with playing out from the back. When the first 3-4 months of the season, we were getting caught, playing out from the back, and the fan base, why are we doing that? Get it off. And I like the fact that we're trying to play the way we play, but that takes time. You have to go through growing pains to kind of go through that process. So I think despite a really difficult start, I think we're now seeing the fruits of what he famously said is the process. We're starting to see that now. Job's not done yet, and I'm sure we'll get to the game in a minute. I think, ironically enough, if we beat you this week, I believe that's fourth nailed. And I'm happy to go on record in saying that. We win that game, we definitely get fourth.
I think the idea of the journey with these players, for me, is the most interesting part. That he's committed to them, and he's committed to them at the expense of others.
Yes.
And that's been his big move, I think, isn't it? He's worked out who he wants, and he's moved them on. And that can be quite a difficult time for a football club, not least because you've got a supporter base where some people will carry a flag for a player.
Absolutely.
Some people will really carry a flag for a goal scorer, and there's someone who I'm clearly speaking about here. And then there's footballers like, for instance, Lacazette, who were just a little bit lumpy.